This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
And you all wrote him off. And none of you had faith in this man. 59 yards for the win. Guy Habe Habes Haberman, Tim Ryan on the call, KPIX, Channel 5. I didn't know where you were going to go this morning. I really didn't. You could have came in with that call, which you did. You could have came in with the Giants getting a gritty victory over the plucky Tampa Bay Rays to snap that losing streak. 7-1 the final. You could have Drew Gilbert
possibly
with the home run. Good for Drew Gilbert. You could have came in with the Atlanta Dream turning the Valkyries into a nightmare yesterday, 79-63 the final. I was there in Ball Hollow yesterday. You could have came in with that, but you chose Jake Moody, and good for Moody. Not only does he get the tying field goal just a couple minutes prior to that, Joe, they get the interception, but he gets the game winner, 59 yards, and that takes away all the concerns you had about him heading into the season. Did it not, Joe? Good morning.
Watching the team run onto the field and hug him and celebrate with him in an exhibition game reminded me of the kid who hasn't gotten a hit in 4 or 5 years, and you're playing a scrimmage game, and he finally got the bloop single over the second baseman's head, and everyone mobs him at first base. It's like, wow, we're down that bad. This is a professional kicker. We're down so bad, we have to boost his confidence. I mean, it was a very nice kick. I'm happy for him, I guess, on some level, but boy, I guess.
Why can't you be happy for him?
Because it doesn't, like, I mean, part of it doesn't really matter.
You don't think it matters? Like, I understand, like, it is preseason. The game itself won't matter, but, like, for the mentals and for his confidence going forward.
For the mentals.
This guy's going to be your kicker week one. Don't you want to see that?
No, well, that's on management. That's where I keep coming back to management. They're setting themselves up to be critiqued, period. When I see a deadpan of Jake Moody before, during, or after a game, I just see a soul that does not have confidence.
It's just his face, though. I think it's just, he just has one of those faces.
Joe, if I just showed you the pan of him on the sideline, does he look confident?
I don't know what his confidence face looks like.
The answer's no.
Yeah, but now you're not a psychologist. You can't just be breaking down body language like that.
I'm watching the kicks.
But you are. You're literally saying, I could look at his face and see if he's got it or not.
No, I'm saying, I'm looking at a guy, and I just don't think that he's very confident right now. When your shoulders are down and you're like, he looks like he needs a hug.
Do you think he's got more confidence today than he did a couple days ago?
I don't know.
The game?
That I don't
think
know.
He does. He had a game-tying field goal.
Joe, I think he's living kick to kick.
Well, I think that kick helped. It was a kick in the pants, if
Every
you will.
Every kick is a referendum on if he's good or not, and I just think that that is a tightrope to walk. And it's so unfair for the kid because it's just, there should be a competition.
Maybe he exercised some demons. Obviously, they lost in that building a couple of years ago and a couple of seasons ago, technically last year. But, you know, maybe he exercised some demons there. Now, albeit in the Super Bowl, in the actual Super Bowl, it was just, you know, an extra point. But he made the field goals when it mattered then, and he made it when it mattered the other day. 888-957-9570. Do you feel more confidence in Jake Moody after what he did on Saturday in Las Vegas going forward? Or did it mean nothing? Did it mean nothing for you? 888-957-95. I think it means something. Like, we can't come away from that having a game tying and a game winning field goal, a 59 yarder for the win. And for me to just say it meant nothing, I don't know. Like, if we're going to keep breaking him down and breaking him down in the preseason, oh, that looked bad. Oh, he barely made that. Oh, and it was almost a doink from 20 yards out. Like, we got to give him credit when he makes the ones that actually matter in the end, right? Right?
I just think my setting on preseason when it comes to these kickers in this situation right here is different than other positions. It's like, case in point, Brock Purdy is who he is. He's really good, right? So a series where he looks, you know, well-oiled, which he did early on in this game, it's like, oh, well, that just kind of validates what we all kind of already knew. And had he played poorly, it wouldn't have been like, well, he stinks, because he has enough body of work and equity built up to where we kind of know he's really, really good, right? Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall, big unknown. Now, I thought he showed some stuff at the end of last year. So seeing him look well in a preseason game is a nice step forward. Jake Moody has been oscillating back and forth. And no, I'm not going to use 5 out of 6 in a preseason game to all of a sudden swing the pendulum over to, I feel really good about Jake Moody. It's a step in the right direction.
That's it.
But I have zero confidence come week one.
That's all you need
if
to
this
say.
Performance is identical to week one, we're having the same conversation. Like, Joe, we're one kick away from him not being on the team. That's how it's going to be all year.
Are we not? We're one kick away if they lose by one kick. But if that's what... No, but you're laughing like...
60% of games last year were decided by one score.
I know.
All right? How many of those were dictated in one direction or the other by a field goal kick? And how many non-one score games were dictated by a field goal kick one way or the other, making or missing? So,
I mean, he did miss one. It was 5 of 6. So, and everyone's saying, get this guy off my team. And now you're feeling a little bit better after what took place at the end of it.
For me, I don't feel anything. This means nothing.
You said it was a step in the right direction.
No, to me, I'm telling you how I feel.
Oh, okay.
To me, it feels like nothing. I told you, nothing he does at practice, 6 of 6, 0 for 6, 4 of 6, 3 of 6, 5 of 6 in a game. None of that matters until week one. You are judged by the results of what you do in games that matter. And it sucks that it's that way, but that's the position. And it's funny to me that the Niners decided that they needed to be this long distance kicking team. Okay, that's why they drafted him. They wanted to get Robbie Gould was automatic inside of 45, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what he was. He was automatic inside of 45 and not good from essentially 45 and out, right? And they wanted to be able to kick the long distance stuff. Well, now you've gone in the reverse. You might be able to hit a 59 yarder, but that 29 yarder is no gimme. And I would rather, if you're pressed with the two of them, I probably would rather have the, I'm automatic from 45, but I have no distance. That's what I would have went. I would have went old reliable at kicker.
You know, we're less than a couple weeks now till the start of the regular season for the 49ers taking on the Seahawks week one in Seattle. And we've been doing this like a little countdown, right? How many days are we at, Sam? You can let me know the days in my ear. But, you know, we do the things I love about football. Spadoni loves about football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, one of them, I do love the kickers. I love the special teams and the kickers in general because it is the most unique position in sports to discuss, Joe, because there's no gray area for conversation when it comes to kickers. You can have gray area when it comes to quarterback play. We've seen that. You can have gray area when it comes to basketball players. But certain positions in sports, there is no gray area. Like, you could probably go goalie, maybe. But even then, like, if you're talking hockey or soccer, they have the good and the bad. Kickers, you either love them or you hate them. And once you lose that love, that trust, it's only... you're only rooting them for to fail at that point. That's kind of what it feels like for fans. I'm not saying you're rooting for him to fail, because you're not. You would like for him to succeed. You just have no trust in him going forward. Once you lose that trust as a kicker, you could almost never get it back. And that's what it feels like for Niner fans right now. Is there a way for Jake Moody to earn Niners fans' trust back, I'd ask? Did that help at all on Saturday?
Joe, the psyche of a Niner fan who's about my age, in their 40s.
20 days until the start of the season, by the way, for the Niners.
You only have faith in one archetype at kicker. One archetype. Bounced around veteran who wasn't good at his last spot, but was decent to great earlier in his career. For example, David Akers, Joe Nedney. Like, those are the guys we've had success with. Robbie Gould. We have not, since Ray Worshing, we have not had success with the young, random kicker, whether it's been drafted or through free agency. Like, that's undrafted free agency. We just don't. Like, that, the archetype has always been, what are we good with? We're good with these guys who were, had a good run for whatever reason, it short-wired somewhere else, and they bounced over to the Niners, and boom, they found their home. That's who we've had success with. And so we like those old, reliable OG kickers. And it's just, it is what it is. We've been scarred by it for so long.
Speaking of reliable, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got a lot to get into today from what took place over the weekend. We'll continue breaking down what we saw from the 49ers and Raiders as the Niners get their first win of the preseason, and they'll wrap up preseason in week three this week against the Go Chargers, Go, and Trey Lance and company. But we're talking Jake Moody right now on the kicker. You know why? Because it's preseason and we got to talk about the kicker. And this kicker in particular has been, you can just go back to week one. I'm just going to keep going back to week one last year, Joe, against the Jets. What was he, 6 for 6? It was incredible. He literally won most people, if you had Jake Moody, their fantasy leagues, just because of week one. There's no Christian McCaffrey, and that dominated the storyline. And it was funny heading into it because it was Breece Hall, right? Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Rodgers. He's finally healthy. What are we going to see? It ended up being the Jake Moody kicking show. Now, he ends up getting hurt, caught some. You can make the argument he was part of the reason they didn't win the Rams game. You can make the reason he was the reason they didn't win it. Ronnie Bell, you know, some mishaps elsewhere in the return game. But as the season went on, it just became more and more clear that Jake Moody within this fan base is a dead man walking. And I'm just curious if he does anything in the first couple weeks. If, let's say he has a couple of game-winning kicks early on in the season. Even then, I just don't feel like there's any way he could regain your trust, Joe, at all.
Yeah, it's about body of work.
You don't. But I'm telling you, the body of work, if he does something good, if he keeps having game-winning kicks, Joe, just no way.
Do you know how sports works?
I just feel bad
just
for the guy.
Just because Andres Bejans hits a free throw doesn't mean that I think Andres Bejans is going to hit the next free throw. Like, you know what I say? Good free throw.
Yeah, but Andres Bejans is a free throw. I didn't feel as nearly
at
as...
At one point in his career, he was like 46%. And then it dropped down to 11.
That's not as bad as Jake Moody, though. Bejans at the line, I don't think that's the fair comparison.
No, I think it actually is. Like,
I think it'd be more Iguodala or something, or like Andrew Wiggins.
Iguodala was a 15-year pro who was clutch and was an all-star. Like, he might not have been a great...
talking about at the line, not about his body of work.
Yeah,
though.
No, but...
free throw line. That's what we're comparing.
I think what I'm getting at is like short-circuiting at something very specific, right? Iguodala didn't short-circuit at something specific. This has got like Rick Ankiel, you know, reliever vibes. Like, we see this with other positions.
He doesn't have the yips. He was not that bad. You keep talking about him like he's the worst kicker in the NFL. Telling you he's not the worst kicker in the NFL.
No, it's not about that. It's the kick by kick. It is frenetic. Is it not? So when he made the 28-yarder or whatever, 29-yarder, you felt good?
No, I didn't feel good.
Okay.
But then I did feel good at the end. See, that's the thing with kickers. You feel good or you feel bad. There's no in between.
See, to me, it's more I survived. I survived and I move on.
He was 5 of 6 at the end, and he had a game tying kick, and then a couple minutes later, he had the game winning kick for 59 yards out. And the whole team had his back. Which, you know what? Good for them and good for him. The whole team rushed the field. Like, at the end of the day,
Do you really think Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, these guys are like, dude, now that he hit this preseason kick, dude, I'm telling you, changed man. Like, come on.
You know what? Maybe.
You don't even believe that.
Maybe.
That's like me saying, hey, just because, and Sam, just bear with me. I'm going to throw you under the bus. Sam had a hell of a podcast episode. He's ready to do 8 to 6 every single day for the foreseeable future and carry the 95.7 The Game brand.
I actually listened to the Orange Black weekend wrap on Saturday. I didn't mean to say it like that. Actually listened to Sam. That sounded way more disrespectful. I listened to the Orange and Black weekend
you
wrap.
You threw him under the bus way more than I did.
Lubman and Dan Devone over the weekend. You guys are doing a hell of a job. And Sam, I loved when I tuned in. Sam was complaining about bat flips after walks. That was the first thing he was talking about. And it was actually an interesting conversation because why do you do it? Because you're trying to influence the ump. But Sam's disdain for bat flips after walks, I wonder if he has as much disdain about kickers in the NFL like some people do. Because I feel like I'm one of the few that has the kickers' backs, the punters' backs. They're people too.
No, we like punters. I'm telling you, we're scarred by the kicking game.
Jake Moody wasn't the reason you lost the Super Bowl.
No one's saying he wasn't like the reason you won.
Well, you didn't win a Super Bowl. Because the quarterback wasn't the reason either.
When you lose, everyone gets blamed. That's how it works. There's a pie chart of culpability. This thing like, Jake Moody's the sole reason. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, Shanahan's the sole reason. Well, that's ridiculous. It's a slice for all these guys. He is one part. The teams win and lose. So the kicker being a weak link of no trust on the team does not inspire confidence.
How about this? From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. We're discussing whether or not Jake Moody's game-winning field goal gives you 49ers fans more confidence about him succeeding heading into the season or not. 707, Moody's 59-yard field goal doesn't earn him any more trust from me. It's the Patrick Bailey inside the park home run that happens between piles of strikeouts and pop-ups.
That's good players.
Skills in Vallejo.
Good players get their reputation not just by a moment or a game. It's week after week after week, year after year. That's how you stack benefit of the doubt. One moment does not all of a sudden, we're good. We are good to go. Great example.
But how can we give moments to like, maybe this is the moment it all turns around from? We do that with everyone else. Why can't we give Jake Moody that?
Pick an example.
Patrick Bailey right there.
Like Patrick Bailey has sucked.
No, I understand that, Joe. Uh-huh. But at the time, we talked about how good of a moment that was and good for him. And you say, you know what? Maybe that's a turning point for him.
Because that was a regular season game and this is a preseason game.
Yeah, because that's the only thing we could, honestly. The preseason actually means something for kickers, does it not? Like, of all the positions, we could laugh at like what it means for quarterbacks, what it means for running backs. I actually do think it means something for kickers. That's like the only thing you can simulate of actual stress.
Possibly.
Is preseason for kickers. That's the only thing you can simulate. Because joint practices, like, it's not doing anything for anyone. That's the only, like, legitimate, like, pressure you could build for a kicker before the regular season is a preseason game. So I'm going to give him something for that. It's not nothing.
Look, see, to me, this is more like a reliever as opposed to like Patrick Bailey. To me, it's like Ryan Walker. Once you automatically put the fear of doubt into my head, it is up to you. It is incumbent to you to go time and time and time and time again to win me over. It's not one moment. It's not one game. It's over a large period of time. Like Ryan Walker right now, just from my setting, like, I'm up in the air on him. Like Felix Rodriguez was this way for a long, long time. Old school Giants fans. Stuff happened that I couldn't get over. And he didn't put out a body of work that was so overwhelmingly good that he won me back over.
I was going to say, has there been any player that you completely lost faith and trust in that you did come back to?
Alex Smith.
Alex, that's
a great example.
But I feel like as soon as he got hurt or whatever.
Eric Armstead, Jimmy Ward. There are lots of guys who are high draft picks who had zero impact. We didn't even know what position Jimmy Ward and Eric Armstead were before Shanahan ended up getting here. And those guys ended up being really good Niners. And look, they were controversial in the sense that like you signed them and had to say goodbye to other players. But everyone would agree, like, those are good players. And at one point in their time, not only did we think they sucked, we didn't think they were NFL players.
Kaepernick's
another one.
510.
Kaepernick's a great one. At one point, I was like, yeah, he's awesome. Then at another point, I was like, no, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Cannot see the field.
From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, my 8-year-old came in the room and said, Dad, Jake Moody saved us today. I laughed and said he missed a field goal early in the game. We should be winning. But he's right. Both could be true. He missed a field goal, but when you needed him, he showed up and you won the game because of him. There you go.
So, okay, now, as my offseason setting has been since the beginning, he lines up. You're in Seattle. He hasn't kicked all day. You're in Seattle. It's 0-0. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 2-0. Seattle's winning. They got a safety. It's 2-0.
Thanks, Brock.
All right. It's 2-0. And this is a field goal to win the game. 48 yarder. You've got all the confidence in the world.
Yeah, I have confidence in Jake Moody right now because of what he did on Saturday.
I'm on the ground,
and he's healthy,
covering my eyes like this, like kind of watching through my fingers as I'm like, I don't know about this one. I don't know. Don't get it blocked. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not dying on any hill, Carter, who's saying, producer Carter, who's in my
ear. It's incredible.
There's no
hill. He's
Denzel
in glory right now. He's like, he's like trying to climb the hill.
Would I say he's completely in my circle of trust? He's tentatively in Spadoni's circle of trust, okay? All right? And we're going to unveil that this week because we're going to do a coaching and executive version because there's a lot of lack of trust right now when it comes to fans in the Bay Area, when it comes to upper management, when it comes to coaching, and clearly when it comes to kicking and Jake Moody. I'll just say this. Good for Jake Moody. Good for him. I don't think that's a hot take to say.
Well, no, that's reasonable.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Because the guy has been absolutely eviscerated and crushed the last few months.
You know what everyone else is saying?
What are they saying?
Do it in the regular season.
Well, I saw a lot of that's the worst thing that could have happened to the Niners on Saturday. I saw a lot of that.
I didn't think that.
People literally were tweeting and saying that was the worst thing that could happen for the Niners because now they're going to stick with Jake Moody and they're going to lose games because of him.
No, they're going to stick with Jake Moody regardless. Like, that's, people need to get that in their head. Like, and that's where, forget Jake. Detach yourself from Jake. This is why it's on management. What were you doing? Like, you should go out and get a veteran. Like, just look around the league. These kickers that get drafted, usually they bounce around and then they find success. You can find a guy. The guy they cut, Chase McLaughlin, had a better percentage last year than Jake Moody, right? And that guy kicked one of the worst kicks I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, against the Seahawks.
It was one of the worst kicks I've ever seen in my life, right? But this position is unlike others. You can find random people. So to me, as much as everyone's like angry at Jake, I'm directing my frustration at Kyle and John Lynch, and I'm saying you are setting yourself and this player and the team up for just getting absolutely skewered.
Do you feel like Jake Moody has earned your trust back after Saturday's performance? 888-957-9570. We'll discuss that on the other side. We'll hear from the head coach himself on Moody's Day. Plus, we'll get into the most important thing I took away from Saturday wasn't Jake Moody. It was actually a connection between a quarterback in a wide receiver. We'll discuss that on the other side. Plus, we'll discuss the Giants stopping the skid. But, I mean, is Bob Melvin thumbs up? He's still the manager?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.